friend of mine with a pickup truck said he'd help me move. What a stroke of luck. Help me move a few boxes of paperback books and little things like that. Couch, table, kitchenware, bath, mattress, easy chair, a flea market carpet, and my cross-eyed cat. Upstairs, downstairs, tons of fun. We were mighty tired by the time we were done. I said, thank you, kindly friend, and allow me to buy you a beer.
A true friend is a man with love in his heart and a kitchen table on his back. Somebody who'll help you move. A friend like that deserves a nice cold beer. A beer brewed with naturally perfect artesian brewing water. An Olympia beer.
Windy, bitter, cold day, the same volunteer ran the course again. This time, he received a small dose of a chemical compound just before he started his run. He felt compelled to disobey his instructions not to touch the platform when he jumped. Although his vision was not impaired, he found it difficult to focus his attention on the next objective. His physical actions were noticeably slower. His motor coordination was disrupted because of the compound's effect.
How do you feel?
I feel pretty good, sir.
Do you? Are you cold?
No, I'm not cold at all.
Are you tired?
No, I'm not tired. Well, I could run.
Do some work, could you?
Yes, sir. I could run. I run 100 miles right now.
Is that right?
That's right.
Pretty pepped up, huh?
Uh-huh. I run through it, and now I feel good, and I'm not tired, and I can run through it again. You see what I mean?
Yeah. Pardon me. Go ahead. Did Sergeant Ditchus give you any instructions about what you were supposed to do tomorrow?
Sergeant Ditchus, yes. Let me see. What was I supposed to do tomorrow? Tomorrow... What, is today Thursday?
Today's Thursday, that's right.
Today's Thursday, uh-huh. Well, tomorrow